So the reading this morning is from Mark chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he'd gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. So in our Bible reading this morning, there are two things going on, two really clear things. The first thing is that Jesus has some good news, and he's declaring his good news. He declares the kingdom of God has come near. The rule of God is now local. It's now in the neighborhood. You can now reach out and touch it. Things are going to change. Secondly, the second thing that goes on in this morning's reading is that Jesus calls his disciples to follow him. He speaks to some people and he says, "Come follow me," and they do. And these two things are linked. Jesus is saying, a world where God is in charge, a world that is good, holy, lovely, joyful, and peaceful, this kind of world is now possible because I am here, says Jesus. It has come near. Its time is now. It's time for a new type of kingdom. And then he says, repent and believe. Jesus understands that in order for this new world to come about, these two things have to happen. There has to be a turning around, a repentance, a new way of living, and there has to be a belief. There has to be something deeper than just deciding, oh yeah, I'll follow that guy, oh then I'll follow that person. It needs to be something deep that goes on inside of us. Repent and believe. Turn from how you're living and live in a new way. But how do we do that? Well, that relates to the second bit. We do that by following him. Jesus says, the kingdom of God has come near, follow me. So a question, do you want to live your life in a way that is good, that seeks justice and peace and love? And if so, then we need to make a decision to follow Jesus. Jesus is saying to each of us, come and follow me. I will show you how to live. I will guide you. So this is our second challenge, which we're all going to do together. And this is the sign language challenge. Now, I contacted Hillary and Helen, and I said, oh, you in church on Sunday? Can you come and teach us some sign language? And they said, unfortunately, we're not. So plan B was that Hillary recorded a little video, which she sent to me, and I have learnt a one little phrase in sign language. So this is the phrase. I have decided to follow Jesus. And apparently in BSL, in British Sign Language, you wouldn't say in exactly that order, a bit like sometimes when you're learning French and the sentence is backwards. You would say, I decided Jesus follow, because you need to know who you're following, which I thought was quite a good point. You need to know who you're following before you set off following. So the Jesus has to come first in sign language. So there are just four different actions that we're going to learn for I decided Jesus follow, the phrase, I have decided to follow Jesus. So for the first one, you need your index finger to be pointing up. And we're basically just saying I. And by doing this, you take your index finger and you point it to yourself. I. So we can do that, can't we? That's easy. I. So that's the first one. And then the second one is decided. To do decided, you need to point to your brain because you're making a decision in your brain. And then you bring it down firmly on your hand because you're deciding. Got a decision in your brain and you're making it firm and definite. So you're going decided. So we've got I decided. Oh, sorry, I missed the head, didn't I? I had decided. I decided, and then, as I said, rather than follow Jesus, we're going to say Jesus follow. So we're going to do Jesus first. And the sign for Jesus is this. Does anyone know why that might be the sign for Jesus? Yeah, that's right. It's the nails in his hands. Quite graphic, isn't it? But it's the nails in Jesus' hands. So that's the sign language for Jesus, the British sign language, anyway, for Jesus. Okay, so let's. What have we got so far? We've got I decided Jesus. Let's do that again. I decided Jesus. And the last word is follow. And to do follow, we have one, this finger again, and it's going off in that direction. Apparently, everything to do with God is up in the right upper space of the signing area. So we've got Jesus walking up like this, and then we are this other finger, and we're following. So we've got Jesus going, and then we're following. So that's the last word is follow. So should we try and put it all together? It's hard work, isn't it? I find it really difficult to get my brain around language and movement. So I decided Jesus follow. Well done, everybody. That's impressive. Let's do it one more time. And then I'll test you next week to see if you remembered it. Okay, so I decided Jesus follow. There you go. You can test me next week as well because I find it tricky. Well done. So I decided Jesus follow. So in that example, for our second challenge, Hillary taught me how to do something. Hillary followed somebody else's instruction when she learned BSL, when she learned British Sign Language. She taught me, and now I've taught you. Some of you might have known some of that already. But we're learning, aren't we, by following. The word disciple essentially means learner. That's probably the most accurate translation that we could get from the English for that word that becomes disciple, is somebody who learns, and the learning is a particular way of learning, perhaps different than we might think of in a classroom setting, where you've got somebody at the front and they're teaching people who are kind of sat down at desks and they're making notes. It's much more of a kind of apprenticeship type learning, where you're following, you're seeing what they do, you're out in the field, out in the place where the action is happening. And that's where you're doing your learning. It's that sort of day-to-day learning, continuous learning. That's what disciple means. Now, I want to share two tips about following Jesus. The first one is that we should follow closely, a bit like with our fingers. We should follow closely. Have you ever been in that situation where you've been trying to get somewhere and maybe you're with some friends or some relatives and the person before you set off says, well, I know the way, so I'll drive, you follow me in the car behind. It can be so stressful, can't it? Because you're trying to stay really close to them and then they come to a junction and they pull out and someone else gets in the way because they didn't leave you enough time to pull out. So then you can't see them and the people say, oh, I think they went left at the roundabout. No, they didn't. That was another car. And, oh, it can be really stressful. The thing that works best is if you can stay close. When we're following Jesus, we need to stay close. It needs to be an intimate kind of relationship. We need to know Jesus well to follow him. And we do that through reading our Bibles, through prayer. We do that through living our lives with Jesus. We stay close to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We need to follow closely so that he can show us the way through life. We need to read and reflect on the Bible, the Word of God, so that we can live in the truth. We've got the way, the truth, and thirdly, the life. We need to look at his life and have his life shape our life. The way, the truth, and the life. We need to follow closely. That's the first thing. And the second thing is this. We need to follow together. Following Jesus is not something we do on our own. Jesus did not choose one apprentice. He chose a group of disciples. And that group of disciples became a community of people. We follow Jesus as community with others. So that's why we gather on a Sunday. That's why we gather in our house groups. That's why we do our local mission together with others. Because this Jesus relationship, this following of Jesus, is something that we don't do as a solo project, but that we do as a group activity. So here's our third and final challenge that I want to finish on. The third challenge is to follow Jesus. That's the big one, isn't it? A bit harder than making a paper aeroplane or learning a phrase in sign language. And we're not going to learn how to do that this morning. We're going to learn how to do that with the rest of our lives. Following Jesus is something that we need to do every day. Following Jesus is something that we get wrong, that we mess up. But staying close to Jesus and staying with others who are on that journey is so important. We do it by staying close to Jesus. We do it by journeying with others. And we do it with the whole of our lives.